time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilwoman Amy Jesperson. We're going to talk about a ribbon cutting that's coming up. It's kind of some exciting stuff. Plus, you know what? What is sales tax? Where does it come from? And what does it go to? We're going to talk about that as well. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I feel like I've been here a lot lately. You're probably tired of hearing from me.
Just a couple weeks ago, you were just here. And, you know, and that's what we were just talking about off the air. It's so much easier to talk about things with when there's something that was going on, because that's why you were scheduled these 2 weeks back to back, was because for International Days.
Yeah, it's easy when there's stuff going on. But right now, nothing's going on.
That's
so what
right.
do we talk about?
Well,
taxes.
There is something going on. And we'll save that towards the end of the interview, and we'll talk about that, because that's some exciting stuff. We talked about that a little the last time you were here as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Let's talk about sales tax.
So, you know, you always hear shop local, buy local, your money stays here. There's a lot of benefits to shopping local. You know, all of our kids are in some kind of organization, some kind of sports, and a lot of our businesses donate money back to those teams and help those teams and sponsor those teams and organizations out. But there's also a sales tax component that is very beneficial to shopping local. And, you know, we all have a reason or two to go over the mountain. There's some stuff that we just can't get here, some stuff that we just can't do here. And everybody does it, and that's fine. But just wanted to talk a little bit about where the sales tax goes and what it funds and stuff like that.
Okay. So let's give a for instance. Say I want to go and buy something, and I'm going to pay sales tax on it. Where does that sales tax eventually end up, and how does that, you know, reflect and go back into the community?
So if you are shopping in Price City limits, if somebody comes and visits and stays overnight at the Holiday Inn Express or the Ramada, those hotels are in Price City limits. Half the hospital is in Price City limits. The restaurants that are right there, Dairy Queen and Tony Basso's new place, are in Price City limits. Walmart is in Price City limits. So anything you buy, you know, Big Five, and I'm not just like plugging these businesses, but these are businesses that are in Price City. Sutherland's, you know, the furniture stores, the gas stations, all of those are in Price City limits. Our Main Street, Price City limits. And so anything you buy at those stores or gas stations, a portion of that stays in Price City. And there's two kind of important funds that those go into. One is the ZAP tax, and the other one is the option tax. And those are restricted funds, which means they can only be spent on certain things. So the option tax goes to our roads. So we get a lot of comments, a lot of feedback on our roads. When are we going to pave this road? You know, First East is horrible, and Third East needs improvements. And there's every single road in our city needs to be repaved. And unfortunately, we don't have money to do it all at once. We would need about $7.5 million to do every city street in 1 year. So we kind of have to take it in increments every year. We save up some money from this option sales tax, and then we use it on, and we kind of prioritize each spring for the following year, what roads we're going to do, what's the priority, what are the heaviest traveled, which roads are in the worst shape, stuff like that. And, you know, that's how we kind of prioritize those. And so that option sales tax goes directly to those roads. We only get so much a year, maybe like $200,000. And so all that money has to be spent on roads. And it costs about $30,000 per block, per stretch, not a circumference of a block, just a stretch. One side of a block is about $30,000 to Cape Seal. And that's not even like a dig it up and totally repave it. That's just put a new surface on it. And so it doesn't go very far. So that's why each year, you know, you'll see a few roads done, and then the next year, a few more roads are done.
And that's the option tax. And like you said, that's the only thing that can be used for is roads.
Yeah. So these are transportation. It could also be used on sidewalks or like walking trails, anything transportation related. But most of the time we use it on roads.
Okay.
And then the ZAP tax. So zoos, arts, and parks, you know, if you're in Salt Lake, they have a huge fund. They have a huge zoo arts and parks tax, and it funds a lot of stuff in Salt Lake. We don't have a zoo. We have a little bit of arts going on, but we have a lot of parks. And so that ZAP tax is used to fund our parks. So we have paid for the tennis courts. You know, a big portion of the tennis courts was paid with the ZAP tax. Our indoor pool needs some major work. And in the next couple of years, we're going to be doing that. We're just trying to find the right time to get that done. And so that money is set aside and we'll be going to, you know, pool improvements. The climbing wall and the water cannons at the wave pool were funded by the ZAP tax. And so we try to make improvements to these, to our parks and to our pool, using that ZAP tax money.
Okay, and you know, it's always been said that if you take your tax dollars and go somewhere else, it helps that community. It doesn't help yours.
Exactly.
So that's what sales tax is all about.
Right.
It keeps it all here local, and it fixes your roads, and it fixes all your parks and those kinds of things. And that's what
and
people
quality of life. You know, we want to constantly improve our quality of life and have more things for our kids to do and more things for us to do. Like, I like to go do things and have fun. So yeah, the ZAP tax definitely helps us improve our quality of life by adding features, improving our pools, improving our parks, and just making this community a nicer place to be with more options for our kids.
All right. Well, that was good on taxes. And now let's talk about something that is better for our quality of life, and it's good for the kids and stuff. We're going to have a ribbon cutting on Tuesday. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago when I was here, we talked about the pump track that had just been finished. So that was not funded by any city money. That was all grant money. And the city did some in-kind work. But we are having a ribbon cutting on Tuesday at noon at the bike park. So this is up at the Terrace Hills / Dynomine complex. Tuesday at noon, and just a ribbon cutting. And so everyone's invited, and we encourage everyone to come out and check it out.
Head on out and have some fun. I've seen some pictures and videos and stuff on social media of people out there using it. It's great.
Yep. Looks like a super lot of fun. Super fun.
All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, no, that's
just
up
kidding,
to you.
I won't.
Don't be surprised if I call you. There you go. All right. That's Amy Jesperson with Price City talking about the ribbon cutting for the pump park that's coming up on Tuesday and a little rundown on sales tax. Thanks so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other ITV interviews, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.